Call it murder now. The war's begun. When that banner changes, whatever else you do, remember they don't call it murder now. The war's begun. Death is a thief, it's an enemy. I wish it on no man. I hope that at the end of days I'm there to shake your hand. But I won't be on the wrong end of a dollar, no, that's all through. So if you were on the wrong end of my gun, remember they don't call it murder now. The war's begun. When you see my blue steel shining in the sun, remember they don't call it murder now. The war's begun.
Oh my. Thank you for honoring the past. Thank you.
Cliff Westfall on a special Farm and Country Summer Fun Drive edition. Follow Cliff online at at Cliff Westfall Music on Facebook and Instagram. Cliff, thank you so much for being here. We really appreciate it.
Thank you, Rosie. Thank you to everybody at JFF because I love the station.
Thank you for your support too, man. We really appreciate it. We're going to take a quick break and the live local music is going to continue. Lucas Rotman is next and we'll have an update on that $1,000 super volunteer challenge. We're chipping away at it. We'll tell you more where we are next. You can still call 845-482-441 or go to wjffradio.org.
Support for Radio Catskill comes from Farm Arts Collective, located on Willow Wisp Organic Farm in Damascus, Pennsylvania. Farm Arts Collective's programs intersect the practices of farming, performance, food, and ecology. FarmArtsCollective.org. From the Community Foundation of Orange and Sullivan, a publicly supported philanthropic institution, CFOSNY.org, and from listeners like you who donate at WJFFradio.org.
Imagine one day your NPR station just disappeared. All the news and shows and conversations that you love, gone. Well, we have been thinking about some backup plans. Maybe Corver Coleman could read AI-generated poetry?
Potato clouds drift in a spud-filled sea in this absurd world where I roam free.
Or maybe Steve Inskeep could do some ASMR?
I'm here to guide you through a calming journey into the heart of nature.
Or Scott Simon could read the dictionary.
Oh, here's a good one. Gun-goozler. That's somebody who enjoys watching activity on canals. I'm a gun-goozler.
Actually, I would listen to Scott Simon reading the dictionary. But you rely on public radio for so much more every day. So please, help us make sure those backup plans stay on the shelf. You can support this station today.
Here's how to donate.
Give now at WJFFradio.org.
Or you can call us at 845-482-4141. Good morning. I'm Tim Bruno, and I'm here with Rosie Starr, Farm and Country. Normally, we hear Rosie here at 10 o'clock on a Saturday.
But normally, at 10:30, we hear Donna Fellenberg come on. But this is a special edition. Next week, Donna Fellenberg will be on the airwaves. But right now, we're here. It's July 13th, and Lucas Rodman is in the studio with us. It's the live edition of Farm and Country Special, fundraising edition. And while we're flapping our jaws and telling you all of that, get your laptop ready, wjffradio.org. Go online, give us a donation. Because the volunteers have pooled together some money, and now it's your turn to match us. So if you appreciate whatever the volunteers do for Radio Catskill or any programs that you hear on Radio Catskill, here's your opportunity to support. You could call 845-482-4141.
Or go to WJFFradio.org, as Rosie said. Some of the dedicated volunteers that got together to put together this super volunteer challenge are Duncan, Matt, Rosie, Joe, Kit, Denise, and Kirsten. So it's a $1,000 challenge. Just to update folks where we are, we've heard from a few folks already. And during Cliff's set, we heard from Mariel in Kingston. Thank you so much donating on. And then also Russell in Wurtsboro. Thank you so much. We now only have $635 to go on that $1,000 challenge. So, wow, we're cooking with gas here. Let's keep it going.
We're cooking with solar energy. The sun is out.
Sustainability is key for Farmer Country and Rosie. This is true. All right. We're going to continue with our live local music in studio now. You're hearing in the background. That is the sound of Lucas Rutman. Lucas, hello.
Hello. How are you?
Good, hey, how everybody. Are you? Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you for having me.
Yeah. You want to just jump right on in? I think you're warmed up.
Oh, sure.
What do you got for us?
Oh, well, I'll start with a kind of gentle song, because get people gently into the mode.
Yeah.
Although Cliff rocked it out. It was awesome. He's amazing. And this is called Angels on Your Pillow. Full moon glowing through the pines, fireflies dance in the clay, summer breeze to caress the leaves, and a whippoorwill sweet serenade. May worry lines not cross your brow, nor heartache in your sleep. Angels on your pillow tonight, and blue jays to gather your dreams. Dark and marsh where bullfrogs sound, owlet cries from the nest. To rise above this earthly love and surrender to our heavenly guests. May Sandman come and take you far from these pitiful schemes. Angels on your pillow, my love, and blue jays to gather your dream. What more can I offer you? World's an uncertain place. May these gentle dreams, your covers and screens, and leave a smile when you awake. When morning comes and rooster calls, break this marvelous trance. You rise to find a more tranquil mind, ready for life's precarious dance. And may your days be joyful, and may your quiet evenings bring on your pillow tonight, blue jays, to gather your dreams. Ooh. And may your days be joyful, your quiet evenings bring. Angels on your pillow tonight, and blue jays to gather your dreams.
Oh, Lucas, my heart is dancing. That's a Farm and Country beautiful song. How did you come up with those? It's sentiments.
I guess it has to do with being out here. You know, we're Brooklynites, and I don't know, about 2008, 2009, we ended up getting a house out here. So I noticed that the type of songs that I wrote started to change quite a bit once I started spending time out here. And
seeing the fireflies at night, seeing the blue jays in the morning.
Don't remind me to do that song.
Thank you. That is wonderful.
Lucas, I want to make sure I'm using your correct stage name. I refer to you as Lucas Rotman, but you go by Lucas Mejara.
Lucas Mejara.
And I apologize for misnaming you for your act. I know you as Lucas Rotman, but you are Lucas Mejara, and you can find him at lucasmejara.com for all the great stuff that he's doing and all the places that you're playing. I'm just looking at this list. Were you playing last night as well?
There was this really, it's actually quite fun. Over at the Folk Art Museum, I don't know if you've ever had the chance to go there in Manhattan. Laura Ewan is an amazing songwriter, and she, for decades now, she's been doing a live music program at the Folk Art Museum, and it's one of the best places to play. It's since the pandemic, she's kept things virtual, so you don't get to do it live anymore, but you do. You know, she has a really wide reach, so it's actually working out. So I was doing a virtual event last night.
Okay, cool. I was worried that you like drove up from Manhattan to get here this morning. Thank you for being here. If you're just tuning in, this is a special summer fun drive edition of Farm and Country. Donna will be back next week for a special edition of Catskill Character, but Rosie's here and Lucas Mejara is here because we're playing all live local music.
We're virtually live. You could do both things at once.
We're actually really live here in the studio in Liberty as part of our Summer Fun Drive. We're bringing you live local music. Lucas is here right now, and we're going to be featuring artists all throughout the afternoon until 4 o'clock, as you can sample the great local music that we have here. Lucas being part of that and part of the day here, or hopefully just the morning in the next few minutes, is this challenge we have. Hopefully we can wrap this challenge up and keep going. We've got some momentum with our Summer Fun Drive, $1,000 super challenge from our dedicated volunteers. They got together, put their money together, and it came up to $1,000 that they're putting toward you, the listener, to meet. And so far, we've heard from a few folks already this morning, Anonymous in Smallwood, Michael in Jeffersonville. We heard from Sheila in Milanville. We heard from, Mariel in Kingston, Russell Wurtsboro, and we just heard from Marianne in Greenfield Park. So now, guess what? We only have $610 on that challenge, and we just rolled it out.
Who would like to step up to the plate and hit a home run for that one? Listen, how about a single, and then a double, and then a triple, and a grand slam? Come on, we can do it. It's the All-Star Weekend in baseball. Let's do it for Radio Catskill. Come on, folks. Well, this is a team effort.
It's a team effort. 845-482-4141
or go online, wjffradio.org. We have a wonderful musician over here that's playing for us. He came in. This is early morning for musicians, but they're here and we're live. And think of the volunteers that are working to produce shows like this. And the staff is here.
And folks behind the scenes, too. We have a lot of folks that come in. They're not on air. They're helping us in the office.
That's
helping
right.
Helping us do some stuff.
That's right.
Denise was here, you know, helping us repot the plants and water the outside. Oh, nice. The stuff. You know, people are doing all kinds of stuff. So
WJFFradio.org. Do whatever you can right now. Any amount. And we thank those that have. But WJFFradio.org. Wouldn't it be fun
to wrap up this challenge before the end of Farming Country?
Yes! Yes! Come on! We can do it! We can do it!
845-482-4144.
Well, I know that I am definitely going to be pledging. So,
well, thank you.
I'm going to definitely pledge before I leave today because I am so grateful for all that you guys do. Cliff Westfold and I, Cliff was kind enough to give me a ride up here, and we talked a lot about WJFF and what it's meant for us, and we thought back to the times when I first got up here when the fracking was going on. Mm-hmm. And just at that time I was coming up, I knew nothing. I didn't know what it was. You know, I didn't know what it was. I just knew that a lot of people around me were sort of getting leases and things like that. And we were very uninformed. And thank God for WJFF for being here. And that's how I sort of became more informed about what it was and what it meant. And
actually, Cliff Westfall was very instrumental in helping out. Yep. He was a key member of the community and the key members of our listeners right now. We need the key members of our audience to call in 845-482-4141. I didn't mean to interrupt you, Lucas, but... Time is of the essence. This is radio. The clock is always ticking. WJFFradio.org.
What do you have teed up for us now, Lucas?
Okay, so this is a song I wrote when I turned 50, which was about a decade ago. So I've grown into it. This is called Slim's Last Round. It's on my... the last recording I made, sort of about 2015, called Last Roundup. Riding through the prickly pear, softly whispering up a prayer. Riding through the prickly pear, softly whispering up a prayer. Oh, across the fields, oh, through the brush, my lips they're sealed. Na na na, ooh, na na na, ooh. Who's that beat against the ground? Slow that Appaloosa down, oh, hills ablaze with wildfire, canyons flood with deep desire, na na na, ooh, na na na, ooh. So long, Slim and Lorelei, another spring has passed us by. Underneath the crimson sky, through these canyons in my mind, I wanna ride, yeah, yeah. I wanna ride, ooh, I wanna ride. Through the sage and the pinyon pine, as the swallows start to die, watching evening shadows fall, wondering if we're ever here at all. Ooh, yeah, yeah, yeah. Now the passion has turned cold. It's a chased my youth and left me old. Am I strong enough to face this truth, or will I just keep riding through? So long, Slim and Lorelei, another spring has passed us by. Underneath a crimson sky, through these canyons in my mind, I wanna ride, I wanna ride, ooh, I wanna ride, yeah, yeah, yeah.
I wanna ride.
Lucas Mehara on a special summer fun drive edition of Farm and Country here on Radio Catskill. Rosie Starr is here as well. Rosie.
Hi, Lucas. You know, I think you're from Philadelphia. Did I just hear a little bit of that grit in you with that song? That
Philadelphia
little
grit.
Philly grit.
Philly grit.
Little South Philly grit.
Well,
yes. Born and raised in South Philly.
I'll tell you, Philadelphia has always been close to my heart because they have great radio. And the days when we all started listening to FM radio, Philadelphia was, I mean, they always.
What station did you?
Well, it's WRTI because of jazz. Yes. But, I mean, my gosh, the rock and roll that was coming out of there, it was so much fun. It was always in the shadow of New York City. But boy, if you were driving down the turnpike and you tuned in Philly, you were having a party in the car.
We were going to have a little party here in the
and
studio.
And now we're
Liberty.
In the studio having a party.
It's ours.
Who wants to join the party? 845-482-4141. Come on. We need a single, a double, a home run. WJFFradio.org. Show your financial support for Radio Catskill.
Or if you're a football or soccer fan, a goal. It's the Euro final as well, I think. Oh, anyway, it's WJFF.
You're really up on your sports.
I think there was a Wimbledon final as well. We need an ace. 845-482-4141 or WJFFradio.org. We have $610 to go on the $1,000 super challenge from our volunteers. Our super volunteers got together and put together this challenge. So help us meet that goal. That's going to get us a lot closer to that 50% mark that we need to be at to stay on track. We started the fund drive on Monday. We're scheduled to end it on next Saturday, the 20th. So we're really right now at that halfway point in the calendar. We're not at the halfway point in the fundraising. We're at 40% or so. Need to get to 50. We can do that today. We can even do that maybe by the end of the morning if we can do it. 845-482-4141, WJFFradio.org. Lucas, we were talking about your Philly roots. You were talking about your Brooklyn roots. You're here now. You call your sound kind of a mosaic Americana, a blend of all of your experiences.
Mm-hmm.
Is that you draw from all these different places to bring us this?
I try to, anyway. Obviously, I've been, I'm not like Cliff, who's like real deal country. I would call myself, because he comes from that world. I grew up in Philly, but I grew up surrounded by a lot of different kinds of music. Philly was, you got the Philly sound, but then, I was always listening to folk music around my house because my father was a great lover of Pete Seeger and Woody Guthrie. So that was always sort of like prominent in my household. But then at the same time, his favorite song was this song that wasn't written by Johnny Cash. It was actually written by Shel Silverstein. And I used to listen, but Johnny Cash did the best version of it. It's called A Boy Named Sue. And it was just like, I would listen to that song over and over. And it just had a very big impact on my soul. So I would hear the folk music and some country music at home. But then I'd step outside and it would be all Motown and Philly sound and things like that. So all that stuff. And then, growing up as a biracial person back in that day and age when you didn't have too many biracial people walking around or didn't hear too much about them. But that all sort of like impacted on sort of like, my writing and how I saw the world.
Yeah. Do you have another one that you'd like to share with us?
Sure. Well, Rosie, should I?
Yes, you should. I had a request.
You had a request.
This is how I met Lucas. I was in the Calicoon Farmers Market a few years ago. It was during the pandemic, I believe. And I knew he was playing with Poison Love at Rafters one night, but I never really got close to a musician while he was had his CDs out there and he was playing his heart out while I had my carrots and vegetables in my hand. And I picked up the CD, jumped in the car, and like later on that week, I'm driving around with my husband and I hear this song about fireflies. Like, I'm a sucker for natural beauty, lightning bugs, and anything to do with country beauty. So, and here, is this the song you're going to sing?
Yeah, I will give it a shot. I do have to sort of warn you that I have a little bit of a the first time I ever sort of went on stage in New York City, I played this song and I totally choked up.
Oh, no wonder I love it so
much.
So
let's see how it goes.
And he has a harmonica and his own earphones and everything is beautiful.
845-482-4141 or WJFFradio.org.
Oh, Firefly, I love you so. Oh, Firefly, I love you so. On summer nights, you beam and glow. Through my... See? Try that again. On summer nights, you beam and glow. Through moonbeam meadows, your voice it echoes far below. Go catch that falling star, kiss that setting sun. Final chance for a shadow dance for the winds of autumn come. Oh, Firefly, I love you so. Oh, Firefly, I love you so. On summer nights, you spin and glide through gentle hills of daffodils right by my side. Firefly will say goodbye. Everything we've come to know. Final flight in this spirit night of our dear departing souls. Oh, Firefly, I love you. So, oh, Firefly, I love you so.
You sang your heart and soul out for Farm and Country. Listeners, listeners, this was a rare special treat. I am just overwhelmed with sentiment. Thank you, Lucas. Thank you, Tim, for giving us this opportunity on Farm and Country Live. This was very special for me. As a producer of this show, if the audience can hear it in my voice, I very rarely...
Oh my gosh.
Love you.
Oh my gosh. It's such a special. Please call 845-482-4141 and pledge your support for Radio Catskill or go online, wjffradio.org.
It's a special Farm and Country Fun Drive edition. We're going to wrap it up here. And then we've got more live local music coming up all afternoon long. Coming up in the next hour, Marianne Osiel, Dave Milner, and then
at noon
we've got Living Jazz with Thane Peterson featuring Tyler Dempsey and Matt Hoffman on Vibes, which we featured I think in the spring, which was really cool. If you didn't get a chance to hear it, that's gonna be cool. And more until 4 o'clock. We've got time for another one if you're up for it, Lucas.
Sure.
If everybody's not too emotional right now, we can do it.
No, because we have time for listeners to call in.
Yeah.
And thank Lucas. Support.
Well, support Lucas and all the local musicians as well. Your support helps us be able to bring this to you, right? It's listener-supported public radio. We are that platform to be able to bring you all of that local news, culture, and NPR, as we say. Mm-hmm. And as Lucas mentioned, when he first came up here, found the station in order to stay informed, and mm-hmm. your contribution helps the community stay informed mm-hmm. and empowered and inspired, just like you might be this morning.
Yes.
So call 845-482-4141. Donate now or WJFFradio.org.
And I just wanted to say that I'm also very grateful for sort of how WJFF incorporates